This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another What's On Your Mind radio program with Todd the Radio God Mitchell from the world headquarters to 550 K-Fire, legendary voice of the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon, hanging out in the Red River Valley today because there's two hockey. So, you know, whenever there's two hockey, I have to be, fighting hawk. Hockey. There's this gravitational pull towards the Finkelstead Arena that happens on Friday, and I'm going a little early, as a matter of fact, and looking forward to...
Hey, wait a minute. Given that they were selling the shirts and stuff this week, is it bad to call them Fighting Sioux again? I mean, they're selling the shirts and stuff, right?
Because when I say that sometimes, Todd gets a call because, KFAR has a contractual relationship with the University of North Dakota, and sometimes they say, hey, you know, the proper name is blah, blah, blah. Could you tell that football in him? And I think maybe you could say in my defense now, well, he's just using the legacy.
We're trying to make sure that trademark isn't jinxed or anything.
We want to protect the trademark.
Here we are.
Oh, I think we're on very firm ground now.
They don't call you Goofball, by the way. They call you Bunny Hill Hennon. So.
Oh, Bunny Hill, yeah. Well, I don't have any broken bones to show for my little ski deal yesterday. I have a lot of memories, actually. It was a lot of fun. You know what was neat about it? Seventh grade class, and then if you missed this, I was out yesterday chaperoning our daughter and her the entire seventh grade class of Sullivan Middle School, part of the John Paul II Catholic Schools in this part of the world. And they go out and ski for the day, and it's a long tradition. Our son Alex has done this. He's now a sophomore at UND. Our daughter Hannah's done it. She's a junior at Chandler, and so they all do it. This is the first time that, and I credit my wife, Maria, who is the brains in the family. She's always telling me, make memories now. Make memories with the kids. Go out there. Like sometimes at the lake, you know, you're at the weekend, you just want to veg and, you know, sort of lay on the couch and talk to my father-in-law and not think about anything, you know. One eye on Fox News Channel and one eye on the waves rolling in. She'll say, go make memories with the kids. And then you go out and have a blast, you know, and you jump off the dock and everything.
You're not going to remember what the Fox News Channel did today 20 years from now.
So she's right, as always. And so that was yesterday. But what I really enjoyed about it, in addition to the quality time with Haley and the fun time, the kids were so nice to each other. I don't know about you, Todd, but when I was in seventh grade, everybody was so mean. It was unbelievable. I mean, if you'd come in one day with your shirt just a little bit out of place, somebody'd say, oh, what an idiot. You know, I mean, just the mean things seventh graders would say to each other. And, you know, you've got a bunch of people, some who haven't skied before ever, and some who are, you know, novices
like
at it.
Like Bunny Hill Hennon.
And other kids that have been with their parents on trips and, you know, are doing the Black Hill 10 minutes into the trip, right? But the kids were so darn nice to each other on the bus, on the skiing, you know, at lunch. I was really touched. I was really, I thought, this is really nice. I mean, I'm glad kids are that nice to each other. I hope that happens at every seventh grade class, but for that matter, everywhere. Just be nice to each other, for crying out loud. This is Be Nice to a Liberal Day in honor of the ski trip. I'm here to, you know, love up any, if you're a big Hillary Clinton fan, a big Barack Obama fan, you know, I'm here to love you today. Which, by the way, I think is what the Pope is trying to do. And we're going to talk a little bit about this today. And I want your opinion on this and who you think is right. Whether, you know, the Pope is more right in this discussion or Donald Trump is more right. This was all started by a reporter in Mexico. Okay. And the reporter in Mexico, I have the transcript on my Facebook page, and I'll read part of it today. But the reporter was trying to stir the pot. And he presented a position to the Pope of Donald Trump's that wasn't Donald Trump's position, number one. So that's sort of how it all started. Now, Donald Trump is then asked about what the Pope says. And he, of course, jumps the shark and goes a little bit the other way. I happen to think they both have some parts of this that are right and some areas where they're wrong, myself. But I would love to get your opinion on this, on who you think is right or wrong on this. One thing I will tell you, and I have the audio here. If we get to it, I'll play it. The Pope, the audio is actually of Father Jonathan Morris, who's a Fox News contributor, who's unearthed some comments of the Pope that the media didn't cover in Mexico, criticizing the Mexican government about them being to blame for illegal immigration. Why isn't that in the headline? Because the media has a narrative on this. And their narrative is America's bad, and we just want to, you know, stiff people who are in really poor conditions down in Mexico, and we don't care, and we're heartless, and, you know, they're a bunch of bleeding heart liberals in the media. They are. I mean, look, you don't go to school to be a journalist because you want to fix things. You're a journalist. In my mind, you're a journalist because you want to change the world. You want to make the world better. You have this utopian view of what the world should be, all peaches and cream. And if you go out there and just advocate, but you can't really advocate because you're a journalist. You're supposed to be actually about the facts. That's the problem with journalism. Now, Donald Trump is playing this perfectly from his perspective. Perfectly. I mean, the man is a genius in how to play the media. Because he says and does the right things to get them to talk about him. He gets way more time than, look, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are the choices of the media. Okay? One of the two. Donald Trump is just smoking them in the amount of time that they talk about him versus them. And that's helped him in the polls. So he's really brilliant at this. Now, the one thing I'll say in defense of the Pope, if you say to me, if I disagree with you and I just say, here's a wall, I don't want to hear it, get away from me, shut up, go away, a wall, I don't want to hear it, okay? If all you do is throw up a wall, that isn't Christian. Now, Donald Trump isn't suggesting that. So that's why it was taken out of context. He actually didn't mention the Pope by name. He said anyone that does blank, which the blank Donald Trump hasn't done. So there you go. But love to talk with you about this today on the program and have a little conversation about it on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Now, how do you do that? You pick up the phone. Simple as that. I'd love it if we could just go across the fence as neighbors and chat about it, but I'm here, you're there, so we'll just do it this way, where you call 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. A couple of other things on my brain, and then I want to hear from you for the rest of the hour. I don't know if you've seen or heard about the story about the police officer in Fargo who was slain. By the way, there's a very interesting thing going on now where there is a way for convicted felons to get their ability to buy guns back. And Marcus Schumacher could have bought, he was the shooter, could have bought rifles even though he was a convicted felon. We don't know if he did or not, but that needs to be fixed. But the story I wanted to share with you is a story that Archie Ingersoll has written for Forum News Service today. And it talks about the organs of the 33-year-old Jason Moser. He's a law enforcement officer that was killed in the line of duty. The organs have gone to five different people, ages 26 to 61. His heart to a 46-year-old man who waited 1,100 days on an organ transplant list. His lungs to a 60-year-old man that waited 375 days. His liver to a 59-year-old man who'd waited 496 days. His pancreas and one of his kidneys to a 61-year-old man who waited 924 days. The other kidney to a 26-year-old woman who'd waited an unknown length of time. Folks, when bad things like this happen, a 33-year-old cop, father, husband, dies, we all go, how could this happen? There are people that say there is no God. There can't be. There can't be a God if this happens. I don't know why it happens. I don't believe it's beyond any human understanding to know why it happens. I think someday we'll know. But I got to tell you, when I read Archie Ingersoll's story at 5:50 this morning, I said, There's five people just right there that have life because of this man's death. Now, nobody wishes for it. But some good is coming from some bad. That's pretty amazing. The funeral, by the way, is on Monday. And a couple other things in my pile here, but we'll go to a break. Human Services headlines about very difficult cuts and some things we need to talk about there, because I think we got to keep this in perspective. The sky is not falling on state budget cuts in North Dakota, but we'll talk about that. By the way, we're brought to you this hour by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can, and saw a great piece yesterday celebrating how, you know, the market's down, but industry is giving back. And one way they're doing that is the big API gumbo cook-off in Dickinson. I'm driving out there tomorrow and looking forward to it. Hope I'll see you there. I'm actually one of the judges. That was very nice of them to ask me to judge the gumbo cook-off. So, but raising some money for some great charities. Good work. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Did you receive your full ARC payment? Are you sure? Join Progressive Ag Law for free sessions in Lisbon on the 22nd, Edgley and Napoleon on the 23rd, Hebron and Minot on the 24th, Devil's Lake and Northwood on the 25th, or Castleton on the 26th. To learn if you are underpaid, what you can do about it, and how to prevent it from happening ever again. Go to FixTheFarmSubsidy.com for locations and times of meetings. The surveys failed. The RMA and FSA differ. Farmers join a national legal team to fix it. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com has details on the meetings February 22nd through the 26th in North Dakota. Don't miss it.
Piper's Auction Company's upcoming 2016 auctions include equipment auctions in Taylor, Carson, Regent, Goodrich, Devil's Lake, and Lemon, South Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture land, and hunting land auctions in Stark, Wells, Walsh, Burley, Morton, McLean, Slope, and McHenry counties. For a complete catalog or to view all of these Piper's auctions, go to Piper's.com.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you ought to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm a Christian, but I'm not Catholic. So my opinion probably doesn't matter. But
let me stop you there. This is a call that came in during the break. All opinions matter, right? And even as it pertains to Pope Francis, look, you know, I'm Catholic. okay? I respect what the Pope says. I know he speaks with a great deal of authority and sometimes, you know, you may be confused about why he's saying what he's saying, but it'll point back to the doctrine of the church and you understand and you listen. But to me, Catholic or not, you know, look, it's a free country. And you listen to somebody and you agree or you disagree, that's no big deal. So certainly all opinions matter. But what else did you want to say about his opinion?
I really have no use for this Pope. And most of my Catholic friends who are conservative don't have any use for him either. He's obviously very liberal as far as the Pope would go.
Okay, so let's break that down a little bit. Don't have any use for him. Again, in my mind, he's a teacher. He's a pastor. And, you know, popes come from all persuasions. Pope John Paul, Pope Benedict were intellectuals. They were deep, deep thinkers. And if you read what they said, you would just, for me, I would literally be able to read a page at a time and have to sort it out and then come back to it, you know, a day later, a week later, and then get the next page. That level of brilliance, okay? I don't believe Pope Francis is that, but he's a pastor. He's a Latin American, which would mean very liberal, pastor. On the other hand, he's a good teacher. So when we say, I don't have any use for the guy, I have use for the fact that he was just in Mexico chastising the Mexican government for being the reason we have an illegal immigration problem in the United States. Do we agree with that? Yeah. So, you know, and I'm not here to say everything he says or how he says it is the right way. I think one of the things that I'm concerned about with this Pope is, I mean, when he says boo or the or and, it is scrutinized a million ways to Sunday. And I don't know that he understands that. He kind of has that Latin America flair where he just kind of speaks off the cuff. Now, some of that's what you got to love about him. But I tell you what, more people know about the teachings of the church than they ever have, probably, in the United States under this guy. That's not a bad thing. Barack Obama praises him. Now, I know part of you are going to go, oh, yeah, exactly, he's a crazy liberal. If you go chapter and verse through the beliefs of Pope Francis, you would say he's anything but liberal. Would he be liberal on, you know, we need to provide more welfare? Would, you know, more, but maybe a little bit... on the redistributionist side, and you really got to parse that to know what he's saying, because he actually celebrates free enterprise system in some things as well. What else could I say? Would be on the but look, he's the most pro-life person on the planet Earth, and Barack Obama praises him. So there are a lot of things that you say, wow, maybe this is too cute by half. But anyway, appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. I'm not here. I'm here as a radio talk show host. Thanks a lot of the audience that I get the honor of interacting with every day. That's what I'm here. I'm here to have a conversation, and I'm not here to tell you what to believe. I'm not here to tell you, you know, to defend the Pope. None of that, okay? I am Catholic. I'm proud of that. But this conversation isn't about being Catholic or not being Catholic. It really is about illegal immigration and the best way to fix it. And you don't know if you're watching the mainstream media. The Pope spent an inordinate amount of time criticizing the Mexican government about their failure that's led to our illegal immigration problem. All right? Is that fair? I don't think so. Who's right? Aaron, Mercer County, what's on your mind?
About the Pope saying that building a wall is somewhat unchristian, the Vatican is the last place that should be criticizing building a wall that has been living behind one for centuries.
And again, this is where the media gets a little goofy, because he's not saying building a wall is bad, Aaron. What he's saying is if you only build walls.
So, well, that's all they did is they've never done anything about it. If building a wall and not letting people in is not a good thing, that's what they've done for the last however long the Vatican's had their wall up.
But again,
it's just another case of the Catholic leadership saying do as I say, not as I do.
Well, I would disagree a little bit for this reason. I think he's speaking metaphorically when we say put up a wall, okay? And so are there walls at the Vatican? Of course, you've got to protect the Pope and you've got to protect everything else. Now, they let people in to huge numbers every single day. I mean, look at the things that go. But they do have walls. There's no doubt.
Yes, they do.
No,
okay.
But what
that was all I had to say. So.
Well,
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. I just wanted to play this out a little bit more to say.
No, that's fine.
You don't want to talk about it anymore?
No, that's fine. I'm willing to hear it. That was just my main comment. That's all.
It's a good comment, but what I'm saying is, okay, so I'm agreeing with you that the Vatican has walls, but do they do outreach? Do they go beyond those walls and heal people in healthcare? Do they help with feeding the poor? By and large, are they a charitable entity, the Catholic Church?
Well, sure. So are we. How much foreign aid do we put out every year?
Exactly. So, again, I think what he's saying is if you only did walls, in other words, if you did walls and I don't want to see anybody, I'm not going beyond these walls, that's what he's being critical of. And Donald Trump isn't suggesting that. So my point is I don't think he's criticizing the actual position of Donald Trump, and he actually is much more critical of the Mexican government, who are truly the ones to blame for our illegal immigration problem.
Well, I agree with that. That's not what I just meant, is that the Vatican making comment that building a wall is not a good thing is kind of contradictory to what they've done in the past. That was, you know, and I agree with what you're saying, that I don't think he was directly criticizing Trump or what his intentions are. I agree. I just thought that their comment about a wall was very hypocritical. That's all.
I was with you. In fact, I was very mad that one of the first times that he made comments about illegal immigration, and I think it was let everybody in, right? Something to the point of supposedly open borders. You go actually read what was said. It's a little bit different. And also, again, if you didn't do all these good things, whether you set the faith stuff aside, you know, the teachings of the church and that for a moment. And just look at the Catholic Church as sort of like the Red Cross, right? The Salvation Army. They founded the university system, okay? Healthcare in this country started because the Catholic Church had just put the nuns in hospitals and care for people, right? I mean, the healthcare they've done, the education they've done, the feed the poor that they've done would choke a horse, okay? It is. So, I mean, we just need to put that front and center. At the same time, they can't just say anybody can come to the Vatican anytime, no more than we can as a country say anybody can come to the United States anytime they want, wherever. And I don't think they're advocating that. But a lot of the media would have you believe that's what they're advocating. So that's what I think is unfortunate, because, Aaron, I don't think we disagree. I don't think we disagree on this at all. And the question is it accurately being reported as to what each of their positions are? So, nice conversation. I appreciate chatting with you today.
Thank you.
Call again. There's a lot of common sense in Mercer County. I found that out many times. Yeah. Valley City, too. Todd prefers West Hope. He believes West Hope has the most common sense of all. And we're going to go to those places and more when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I've been to Sydney, Montana one time for a trying to fly into Dickinson, and there was fog, and we had to park at Sydney for a while. I didn't get to look around Sydney. I want to get to Sydney because I'm told that Mike Kurtz out there, a guy that's been around Hedal's location since the mid-70s. He's a North Dakota guy, by the way. Grew up in Lefford, but been out there for a number of years. He's one of the good guys. Hedal's. They're all good guys. They're great guys. They really know the business inside and out. So you go there for whatever you're looking for at Hedal's, the parts you need to find, they're going to find it for you. Probably know where it is before you finish saying what you want. But you know what? What set Hedal's apart, what sets them apart, and Mike told me this. He said, you know what? We get a little more involved with the customer. The customer is not just a number. We like to know their name. In some cases, I'm on the third generation. I have a body shop. The grandpa was there. His son is there. And now his grandson's there. Even the college kids say, my dad said to go to Hedal's. So we have generations repeating it. Now, he sees that. And why is it happening? It's happening because of folks like Mike Kurtz and the other team members at all of the Hedal's locations, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, North Dakota, Montana, too. Mike Kurtz's first vehicle, a Galaxy 500. And I actually had one of those babies. Yep. 64 two-door hardtop. Woo! Nice stuff. Hedal's has it. Parts you need and great people, too. All right, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. Texter says, wow, Scott, you're really struggling trying to defend your Pope. He's a huge liberal, and you aren't even going to convince too many people he's not. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. Sharing my opinion. And most pro-life person on the planet, President Obama's praising him. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for folks that are pro-life? Right? A pope is hard to put a label on, liberal conservative, because they don't have the job of satisfying constituents who are going to vote for them. A pope's job is to take the teachings of the church and bring it to life, to minister to the flock. So all of us are going to want to put different labels on that. And he makes me a little irritated from time to time. It doesn't matter. Maybe it's to make me think. So I don't feel like I'm in any kind of box here that I need to do what I'm doing. Okay, where did I say we're going? Valley City. We said there's a lot of common sense. I know that. West Hope, too. So Valley City, West Hope, Rolla, Fargo, Bismarck, all coming. All right, let's go to Valley City. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. How are we doing this afternoon? This morning, I should say.
Doing well. Thank you for listening.
I want to relate a story concerning what you're talking about, Officer Mosier and his passing and his family donating of his organs. I just got to harken back here about 20 years ago. I had a daughter who was born with some severe birth defects and spent 2 months at the ICU at the Children's Hospital in Denver. And if you've ever been in that kind of a situation or in doing a hospital vigil of any type, you kind of know the situation, and especially in children's hospital, you're there with a lot of the same parents. Some come, some go. There's, as the situation changes for their children, but some are there for long term as well. And you get to know them, and you find out the different situations why the children are there. And many of them need transplants. Many are for cancer or for whatever, but there's so many different, issues. And my wife and I were, you're there every day, all day long. You get to know these folks, and you get to kind of almost like a family. And one particular morning, after about 5 weeks that we were there, there was just a flurry of activity. There's doctors going, there's nurses going, there's people that are calling families in. And the long and the short of the story was down in Littleton the day before in the afternoon, it would have been after school, a little 9-year-old girl was hit on a bicycle. And she wasn't dead, but she was brain dead. And basically the family had elected to do much the same. And it's kind of the same situation where you see one family's pain was brought life and joy for the other people because it was giving them hope for their own children. And I got to see that up close and personal, and it was like, wow, to see both sides. Anyway, I just want to share that. That was 20 years ago, actually, 20 years ago this coming April.
Yeah, so. It sounds like it's still hard for you to talk about.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a great story. It is. I mean, because, I can't imagine the pain that people are going through in a situation like that. But to know that you have that ability. And I've never been big on organ donation. And for all the wrong reasons. Just kind of, I remember one time having the driver's license. Do you check it? Do you not? And my dad died a few years ago. And, it was unexpected. And I remember them coming in saying, would you like to donate his organs? And I'm like, just trying to stop and think and, should I go talk to my mom? And I just said, let's do it. Yeah, go, do it. And we've gotten, same kind of stuff where you find out this person living there and how long they'd waited and, just his eyes in this case helped some people. It's just really, really, really neat. It really is.
For me, Scott, I think that was the reason I've been a donor since then. I mean, before that, I was kind of ambivalent. It was... I'm born and raised Catholic, too, at the same time. I'm like, well, that's kind of maybe, I don't know if there's any religious belief to it or not, that it was kind of a violation of my body. But after that, I was just like, if I can pass on something to someone else, I can use it.
Yeah, look at this. I mean, in the case of a 33-year-old healthy, law enforcement officer, five people have major help now. My favorite is his heart goes to a 46-year-old guy that's waiting 1,100 days on an organ transplant. And that man has been waiting 1,100 days, how many years, for a heart at 46 years of age, and now he has new life because of Officer Mosier's death. And an awful thing, none of us would wish on it, but good came from bad. So, great story. Appreciate you calling very much.
You have a great day, Scott. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Thanks. 800-228-0550. Okay, we want a little common sense from West Hope. You got any, Bob?
Yes, I do. I want to talk about a little bit on the coal mining thing. Now, does anybody really actually know how much electricity we generate from that Colquitt mine and the Garrison Dam and stuff? And where does it go? It feeds practically all of Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, and back into South Dakota. And they do also have bus tours. Or you can go out and take a tour through the mining, what they do and how it runs and what's going on. Our electric company here in Botno, they get a bus every year, a couple of them, or one anyway, and takes a load out there and shows them the situation, what it's all about.
Yeah, and thankfully those people come armed with some knowledge that most folks don't about it. What's your worry, Bob, just at the Antonin Scalia saving us and the 5-4 vote of the Supreme Court, at least for now, on the Clean Power Plan, that the EPA would get its way on the war on coal and start taking things apart brick by brick? Is that what you mean?
Well, I'm thinking, yeah, because you know what's going to happen if they get the, take the coal away where they can't use that for the generating, burning, whatever. Half of this electricity is going to have to be cut down.
Yeah. No, and I hope, folks, you've proven me right. You've proven me right on common sense in West Hope, because, Bob, I appreciate your calling. People need to pay attention to this. They absolutely do. They absolutely do. All right, Chad Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Oh, Elizabeth Wally, you're next on Greg and Bismarck. We're going quick here. Go ahead, Chad.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
That's bad. I think the Pope needs to get a wake-up call from our government and basically pretty much take away their tax-exempt status. If you are going to talk politics, it's supposed to be a separation between church and state. It is not right for the Pope to walk in there and tell us how our country, we should not be told how our country should be ran by somebody that basically has literally protected more pedophiles than the man.
Don't go there. Don't go there. I mean, you're getting sucked into media stuff.
The fact of the matter is that the church has more assets that they have taken that from the United States to play shell games with the bankrupted their archdiocese and kept all the assets.
Let's stay with the original charge here on whether or not he ought to be quote unquote talking politics, okay? So the first question the Pope was asked by this reporter was the reporter said to the Pope that Trump wants to deport 11 million illegal immigrants, thus separating families. That, of course, is not true. Meet the Press, Chuck Todd asked Donald Trump, it's kind of similar vein. You're going to split up families. You're going to deport children. And Trump said, no, we're going to keep families together. We have to keep the families together. When asked where they would go, Trump said, we will work with them. Pope was misled. Second, after misrepresenting what the Pope said, the reporter asked the Pope if an American Catholic can vote for someone like this. So now we have people in the media wanting the Pope to tell Catholics who to vote for. So to the extent of your worry and concern, Chad, about him entering politics, the reporter is asking this question to the Pope. Now, I'd prefer, quite honestly, that he not play these games with the reporters like this. Not even go there, because they're trying to play a game of gotcha. But it isn't like the Pope called a press conference and said, hey, let's do it this way. Here we go.
When the Pope did come into the United States the first time and went to New York and went down to Philadelphia and all this, that, he basically stated he did a lot of political rallying. And the thing is that we, the people of the United States, should not, if they want tax exempt status, they should not, the Pope should not have any and all. There should be, the separation of church and state is clearly there.
I agree with you, but I don't think he's doing what you're saying is my only point, Chad. I hear what you're saying. If Pope John Paul, or excuse me, Pope Francis, was at some event saying, do not vote for Donald Trump, vote for Marco Rubio, because that would be him entering the fray of politics. But he's not doing that. He's in his mind, teaching the flock and advocating a position. He says more than I think he should. I want to be critical in that regard, because how he says it is mischaracterized. So that's why he ought to say less in these areas, like this question from the reporter. He's trying to play gotcha. Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I can't wait to find out what great common sense comes out of Rolla, North Dakota today. Can you hang on? We'll chat right after the break here, okay?
Sure.
More after this, folks, on What's on Your Mind.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Everybody has people that are very dear to them, very near to them, whether it's a spouse, children, grandchildren, whatever it is. If there's unfortunate death like this, that affects the whole family. But even if it's an injury, you can still have a serious injury that changes life for all of those. And if we can just wake them up to the fact that that's how important it really is, and that the children are getting hurt through them getting hurt, that seems to make a bit of a difference. And that's something that all of our safety consultants work at very hard to try and get them to realize, you know, why. One of the whys, it's important to not only sit through a training, but take it in, soak it in, and apply it, and make sure that they're working in a safe manner each and every day.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890. That's 800-932-8890.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Is that Van Halen, Manny? A little Van Halen going there?
I believe so, yeah.
Or is that David Lee Roth? I mean, same thing, but, you know.
You're asking the wrong person.
Oh, now a whole bunch of Sammy Hagar fans are going to get on your case.
Was it Sammy Hagar?
No, it's
is this Van Halen?
Halen?
Yeah, okay, good.
But,
well, you know, Van
well,
Halen.
You're not hearing any David Lee Roth, though. He's the singer, and this is just Van Halen looped. And
yeah,
no, there's
it.
No David Lee Roth there, so they're not the same thing.
I got it.
You big
Todd,
rocker.
Todd, what is the most important thing to your health?
Van Halen.
Besides Van Halen, the most important thing to your health would be what?
Sleep!
Yeah, Manny, how about you? How do you answer that question?
Oh, it's sleep, absolutely.
Yeah, very good, gentlemen. Very, very good. You know how I know that? Because I have MyPillow, the greatest pillow on planet Earth. And I'm telling you, there is not a night I put my head on that pillow that I don't go, thank you, Mike Lindell, for inventing the best pillow ever. Because I'm out about 10 seconds later. Just gone. 60-night money-back guarantee, so you can try this out and see if you agree with us. 50% savings when you use the promo code SCOTT. 10-year warranty, machine washable, piece of cake. One of our listeners, Cheryl, says, we love these pillows. I bought them for my husband. He's got the allergies and the sinus problems that he needs a more restful sleep. So he gets it now. Seems to keep his head cooler. I like the fact they're going to wash him, not worry about mildew and stuff. We've since bought the body pillow, too. 800-506-9028 is the number. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Do me a favor. Buy one today. Stop thinking about it and just do it, darn it. So Elizabeth from Rolla is on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're going to chat with her and a few other folks here. We have a few guests, too, that are going to join us next hour. We have a couple of winners that were on Shark Tank. You ever watch that show? Absolutely love the show. University of Mary grads are going to join us. We're going to talk with the judge. That's right. We have a judge on the program today. And Southeast Judicial District Court Judge Jared Tufte will be here. And he is a candidate for Supreme Court in North Dakota. But I want to talk with him a little bit about that and also about how Antonin Scalia, who right now lies in state, by the way, in our nation's capital, how he shapes every corner of our laws, even, you know, in the Southeast Judicial District of North Dakota and everywhere else. So talk a little bit about that. I cannot honestly believe that President Obama stooped so low as to not go to the funeral. Can you think of anything more petty? I'm just flabbergasted. I'm not surprised, I guess, but I don't know what I am. Very disappointed. Elizabeth, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Well, first off, I want to say I'm not a Catholic, and I'm not a Trump supporter, and I'm not a member of the media, but I have a few comments on each of those. First, about the media. I agree with you. I don't believe that we can know exactly the Pope's intent or exactly what he was, you know, wanting to convey unless we were there or we see video of the whole conversation. And I agree that the media baits people like the Pope because they know that he has influence over people and they have an agenda. And I believe the Pope has a right to have his opinion. Every person has a right to have their opinion. I would prefer that all of them state their opinion in a respectful manner, and I think the Pope was respectful. But he needs to be careful. Maybe he said a little too much, and certainly the media has twisted what he said. But he has a right to say what he wants. Individuals can say whatever they want. They can say, I think Trump is ugly, you know, and that's okay. That's free speech. However, I think he just needs to be circumspect. And I do respect what he said to the Mexican government, that they are not doing enough to care for their own people. And that's why they come here.
And now, by the way, can I just interject, sure. Elizabeth? What do we do?
Yes.
We give these people jobs and allow them to work illegally.
So we're
number one, we don't have a secure border, and that's why he's right to say build
mm-hmm.
a wall.
Yeah.
Because we need to secure the border because we're screwing that up too. Second of all, we give them jobs. So we're complacent in this, but I was glad that he criticized appropriately the Mexican government. My point in telling you that is that nobody reports that.
Oh, I know. I understand that. But here's my take on the whole border thing and the wall. Number one, I agree with you. We are not enforcing our own laws. And then when they come here, we give them housing, we give them health care, we give them, you know, benefits. We let them have driver's licenses. You know, we give them jobs. We are, you know, the dealer to their addiction. You know, and but we are a sovereign nation, and the Pope or Mexico cannot tell us whether we should or shouldn't enforce our laws or whether we should or shouldn't build a wall. And I kind of look at this like a parental type of thing. If your children are hungry, you need to feed them. But that doesn't mean you have to give them candy. And for us, we have to, you know, put the candy up higher in a locked cabinet. So because, you know, candy is delicious and everybody wants to eat candy, but nobody's going to be healthy with candy. So, you know, I think we as a country need to suck it up and follow our laws, you know. And well, I also believe that
you could not have said it any better. Really could not have said any better. Will you do me a favor? Make sure you call again, Elizabeth, because you have some great insight, and I appreciate chatting.
By the way, I'm not voting for a pastor. I'm voting for a president, so I don't care if the man is Christian or not. I want a good president.
Interesting take. All right. That, Elizabeth, thanks very much. That'd be a whole show in and of itself right there. Elizabeth Morala, thank you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after the break.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan receive $0 in our co-payments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit fixthefarmsubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. Fixthefarmsubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.